And welcome back to another episode of How Very Hannah. So, I was about to say roll the titles, but we need to have a chat, right? We need to sit down and have a chat because people are angry that I've cut the titles down to just the chorus and the end. But I just think the full song is long, and having that every episode that some people skip through it. So maybe let us know in the comments if you want the full opening number, Once Upon a Time, There Was a Staging Out and a Victory, like the whole thing, or if you're happy with just the short length. What should we play now, Sophia? Should we do the short or the long?
I think the long.
Okay, for this one, we're going to do the long. But in general, I think the short's better. But let me know in the comments, and your wish is my command, pretty much. You own me. Anyway, so let's roll the full opening sequence.
Once upon a time, there was a stagey girl with a big dream. She hoped, dreamed, and prayed to work at Tesco. Wait, someone's written this script wrong. Can we get a redo?
Take two.
I dreamed a dream that one day I would hit the stage. And so it seems that dream has come true.
Whoa, whoa.
Oh my God, you guys, it's really happening. My life has been changed for the better, and I'm seizing the day and spinning into the spotlight. How very slay, it's giving queen. How very
cringe,
get out my scene. It's beginner's call, the stage is set for me. How very Hannah.
How very Hannah.
How very Hannah, that's the name for my podcast show and your front row. So how very Hannah,
hit the lights. How very Hannah,
that's too bright. It's my podcast show. Let's go. It's my podcast show. Let's go. How did you like that, everyone who's been hating on me for not having the long? Was that nice? Did you enjoy it? Nice little sing-along. Actually, one of the people who said, Hannah, where's the full sequence gone, is my friend Kate. So if you're listening, Kate Surplice. Actually, no, she's got married and her name's now something different, which I can't think of the top of my head. But Kate, I hope you enjoyed that. Kate Hardwich, that's it. Hardwich? Hard sandwich. Anyway, moving swiftly on, today's a solo episode. I just thought it was quite cute and cozy and comfy vibes. I've got my How Very Hannah hoodie on, which actually, guys, we've been selling a lot of on the tour, haven't we? Like, people love the hoodie. They love the t-shirt. I mean, they love everything. But people have been really going for the hoodie. We've had to reorder some from the merch company because we're selling out, which is the best news. And I love to see it. I love looking out in the audience and seeing all the merch. And like, you know those Euphoric Vision t-shirts? There's a girl called Amelia and she has a brand called Euphoric Vision. And they're all like the kind of 90s style t-shirts where it's like a graphic tee. And people were coming in with like my face on those t-shirts, which is crazy and really cool. I've got like a Howard one, a Parr one. I've got a New Wave Girl Dance Captain one. She sends me all of them, bless her. But yeah, it's a solo episode today, and I'm not wearing my engagement ring. We've split up. No, I'm kidding. We haven't. It's being resized, and I actually went to a wedding at the weekend, and everyone's like, oh my God, let's see your ring. And I was like, oh, I'm not wearing it because it's being resized, and I wish I was, because I feel lost without it, and I keep forgetting that I'm engaged, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, but I'm not wearing it, so I don't have like that reminder. Anyway, I am going to tell you the full story of my engagement in this episode. So sit down and grab a cuppa. And I thought, you know, I'm a Candy Kittens girly, but I thought I had to do this. I bought some Haribo. And is that really loud? ASMR. Wait. Oh my God, the smell of those at 10 a.m. makes me feel a bit sick. What's your favorite Haribo, guys? Also, Nuno doesn't like these ones, the eggs or the hearts or the ones with any white stuff on, but these are my favorites. And what he does, I'm gonna marry this man, okay? What he does is he bites off the top of the egg, like the bit he likes, the yellow bit, eats that, and then leaves the white bits in the packet. And I'm like, well, perfect, because I like the white bits, so it's fine. But like, that's quite unhinged behavior. Anyway, I got these Haribo because I want a ring. Oh my God, it smells so strong. I'm gonna put on a little Haribo ring.
on my ring finger so that I can tell the story and really feel like I am actually engaged. What are we thinking of this colour? Red and yellow? Or what else is there? Yellow and green. Don't love that. Red and yellow matches the set. Okay, is it too early for me to eat this? Oh, yes, it is. It is. Wow, you know when you bite something and it makes your cheeks hurt here because it's like really like, ooh. So, are we ready? Are we locked in? Engagement story coming. 3, 2, 1, go. I'm going to try and tell this as quickly as possible, but I'm not very good at telling stories like that have an end point. I just kind of go on tangents, but we're going to try. And I've already gone on one tangent already, even though I said I was starting. And that was another one. Anyway, so we went to Greece for a week. And everyone's like, did you know it's going to happen? And I was like, well, I thought it was going to definitely happen this year. And I thought that Nuno would probably ask me to be his wife on holiday. And we had a holiday booked in Greece for a week. And I was like, surely it's going to happen in Greece. And then, so I had in my head, it's going to happen. And then we get nearer and nearer to the time of going to Greece. And I'm like, he's not like acting weird or like doing anything off or hiding a ring somewhere and being like sus. And I was like, well, maybe he doesn't have a ring. So maybe he's like, oh, my teeth hurt from that Haribo. That's not good. Get me a dentist appointment quick. So, like, we got to the airport and he wasn't like being weird about hiding his bag or like keeping anything hidden in his suitcase or his hand luggage. And I was like, if he was hiding a ring in his suitcase, he wouldn't just leave it open in the middle of the floor in our house. Like, I thought, well, it's not in there. And then I thought it must be in his hand luggage. And his hand luggage wasn't in there, supposedly. And I was like looking at the screen as it was going through the monitor. I couldn't see anything. And I was like, what? And we get through the airport. We're going through duty free. And we're walking through duty free. And there's the Swarovski, like, section with all of the jewellery. And there was also a Pandora at the airport. And I looked, like, no judgment if anyone's ever done this. But, like, he walked past the Swarovski and was like this, looking in the thing, looking at all the jewellery. And I was like, no, he's going to buy my engagement ring at the airport, like lastminute.com. Like, he's not put... And then, like, bless, I maybe didn't have much faith. And I was like, he's not put any thought into this. He's going to buy my engagement ring at the airport. And we went to the lounge and he's like, hey, I'm just gonna go and get some cash out from the ATM. And I was like, oh, okay, do you want me to come? He's like, no, it's fine, you stay here. And I was like, he's going to buy my engagement ring at the airport. And I was like, it's okay, at least he's getting one. But still, the bar was low. He actually wasn't. But that was just, I'm talking you through my whole thought process. He went to get some cash out. And I was like, it's weird that he wants to get cash out. Because whenever we go on holiday and I'm like, hey, I would like to get some cash out for our holiday. And he's like, we don't need cash. Just use your Monzo. It's fine. You can pay card anywhere. And he had this obsession with like, let's get some cash out. And I was like, right, whatever. Didn't really think much of it. And then Monday night comes around. So we get to Greece Monday night. We've gone out for dinner in the local town. And I thought, I hope he doesn't do it tonight because I'm like not wearing a cute outfit and I'm I'm not like ready. I want it to be like the second day. Like we just, I don't know. And I mean, it would have been okay. But he after dinner, he was like, hey, should we walk down to the beach? And I was like, no, I'm tired. I want to go home. Because I thought he's going to walk me down to the beach and he's going to propose just so randomly on the beach, which I guess would have been fine. But luckily he was like, okay, let's go home. And then we went home, back to the hotel. Fine. Day two, Tuesday, we had like the best day. Go to the beach in the morning, snorkeling in the sea. Like it was just so much fun, the best. And then Nuno would stay at the beach from 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. if he had his way. Like that man loves a beach. His job, if he was a Ken, would be beach. At lunchtime, he was like, oh, should we go back up to the hotel and have some lunch and then just stay by the pool? And I was like, I love the pool. I was like, yeah, I'd love to go by the pool. So we did that and we were by the pool for a while, had a gyros, whatever you called it, gyros. How do you pronounce it? Nuno always takes the mick at me. Gyros. 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 We had a gyros for lunch. It was nice. I'm really giving you all the detail here, so I hope you appreciate this. And then he was like, "Oh, should we go back to the room now?" Because we had like a pool in our. Like a swim up kind of pool in our room. And I was like, yeah, great. The pool was freezing, so I didn't go in and just sat and read my book. And he was like, oh, I'm going to get ready for dinner now. We should probably leave at 5:20. And I was like, 5:20, that's precise. And also, Nuno, if he could have his way, he would have dinner at like 9 p.m. Like, he doesn't have dinner early. It's like a European thing. Nuno's Portuguese, if I hadn't ever said that before. It's like, he just has dinner late. Whereas I'm like, it gets to 6 o'clock and I'm like, okay, I'm hungry. And he was like, oh, let's go leave at like 5:20. And I was thinking, it's happening.
because he's organised something that we're having to leave at 5:20 for. This didn't give me that long to get ready. So I had a shower, washed my hair, dried my hair, which I don't do that often on holiday because you're getting it wet all the time in the pool. But I was like, I need to have clean, nice looking hair for this. Did all that. And then he was like, all right, I'm going to go out. I just need to get some cash. And he's like, here we go again with the cash. He still hadn't got cash out because he couldn't find an ATM. And I found this out afterwards that he went out to get cash. This is whilst I'm in the hotel, like frantically getting ready and filming that TikTok that you might have seen where I'm like, guys, I think I'm getting engaged. Whilst this was happening, he was out trying to find an ATM. We didn't have one in the hotel. He drives to this local petrol station thinking that they would have an ATM because in the UK, all petrol stations have ATMs. And they didn't have one. They were like, no, but there's a bakery down in the village that has an ATM. And he's like, great. Drives to this bakery, finds the ATM, puts his card in, and the ATM swallows his card and doesn't give it back. So he now doesn't have, Sophia hasn't heard this story yet either, so she just gasped. So he now doesn't have a bank card, and whatever he needed this cash for, he obviously, and then I'm like piecing it together, like, he needs to pay in cash for whatever we're going to do. And in my head, I was like, I hope it's a boat because I love boats. And it was coming up to sunset. And I was like, that's why we have to leave at such a precise time because it's like the sun sets at a certain time. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. It hadn't even happened yet. And I was just like so excited. Anyway, I found that out afterwards. But he comes and picks me up after getting his cash, which he didn't actually get. And then we drive to this beach, dump the car on the side of the road somewhere, which you're allowed to do in Greece, apparently, and walk down to the beach. And we get to this beach hut. It was like, Nuno had booked it through the hotel, so he thought it was going to be like luxury boat charter in the evening. And it was like, and it was honestly perfect. Like I wouldn't have wanted it any differently because this is like so us. But it was like, you know, the boats that like pull along the parasailers and stuff like that, or like the boats that do the water sports and stuff. It was called Aqua Speed. And I was like, this is so funny. He was expecting like a luxury boat, but it was like an Aqua Speed boat, but it was still great. And we walked up to the Aqua Speed counter and they were like, you know, say, hi, I've got a booking for 6 o'clock. And they were like, no. He looked at this clipboard and went, like, oh, no. And Nuno was like, yeah, we've got a booking for 6 o'clock. And he's like going really nervous now. And I'm just stood there like pretending like I didn't know what was happening. Like, doo, doo, doo. Oh, yeah. And then before this, he was like, oh, when you come out to the car, can you bring my jacket? And I was like, oh, is it going to be cold? And should I bring mine? He was like, yeah, just make sure you bring my jacket. And so when we got out of the car, he was like, pass me my jacket. So I was like, all right, it's okay, I've got it. And he's like, no, pass me my jacket. And he like used the jacket like to hide the ring that was like, because it was a box, it's like quite big, so it like was sticking out of his pocket. And he like tied the jacket around his waist, which he never does. And I was like, oh no, that looks nice. And it was so obvious, but like I was pretending not to know because it was just like so cute. He's like, yeah, I've made a booking for this boat, like that boat. And at this point, like, he hadn't told me what was happening. I was just, like, going along with it. And he said, the man was like, where did you book this? And he was like, I booked it through XYZ at this hotel. Blah, blah, blah. And the man's like, oh, no, I don't have anything. And he's like, he walkie-talkie to his fella on the other boat. And it was, like, something in Greek. And Nuno's, like, sweating. And he's like, I'm going to put in a complaint about this. And I was like, oh, it's all right, don't worry. And then the guy comes over. And he's like, yeah, no problem, guys. I'll take you out in 15 minutes. And Nuno's like, oh, okay, good. So we end up sitting there waiting for like half an hour. And I can just tell he's like a bit nervous. But we were just like chilling. And then we go out on the boat and the guy's like, he brings over some fruit and like a bottle of bubbly and some nuts. It was kind of random. And was like, do you guys want to put any music on? And Nuno's like, yeah. And he had this playlist ready and it was ABBA. It was ABBA and we were in Greece. And I really felt like I was like living my Mamma Mia dreams. And it was so cute. And then we went out on a boat and then I heard the engine shut off. We got to this nice area. Sorry, can I just say this is getting like quite sticky, this ring. It's quite gross. Yeah, the boat shuts off, like the engine. And the man's like, oh, do you want to take some photos here, guys? And I was like, it's happening. So I gave him my phone, but it was recording. And I was like, because I knew this was got to be it. So I gave the boat driver my phone. It was already recording. And he obviously stopped it and then restarted it again and then took photos as well. It was so funny because the boat was obviously rocking quite a lot because boats don't like sit still. And he hadn't anchored it down yet because we just stopped for a photo. And the boat was like this. And I mean, the video is never going on the internet because I feel like that was like just a private moment. But part of the video might go on the internet because the funniest part of the video is my feet
because all you can see, all I can see is my feet going like this and like my toes like lifting up from my shoes and then my heels lifting up and I'm like desperately trying to balance. And then the boat driver who was filming this is also going like this. Like he's moving with the boat. The only person who had any stability was Nuno because he was down on one knee. And yeah, Nuno, he was like, I got stage fright. And he said, I had a whole speech prepared, but I got nervous. But it was so cute, guys. Just take my word for it. And he asked me if I will marry him. And I was like, ah, duh. And I obviously said yes. And it was the best. It was so sweet. It was so nice. And like, we then just sat on the boat. Obviously I was just like on a cloud, crying, shaking, even though I knew it was coming. It was still just such a big moment for us. And like, I was an absolute mess. I was crying. I was like, literally, like, he's like, why are you shaking? I was like, I don't know. I'm just like overwhelmed with emotion. The boat driver then took us somewhere else and like, put the anchor down, and it was really nice where you could like see the sunset. And I love sunsets, like I love the sky and sunsets and like the beautiful colors. And it was just so nice. We sat and just chatted for like an hour and a half, and it was just like the time just went by so quickly. And we were just, and he was telling me all about how like he planned it and like where he got the ring and like when it had arrived and just everything like that. And it was so nice just to hear about. And what else can I tell you? Oh, and then we went out for dinner, which was so lovely. Went to this, and there was loads of cats at the restaurant, which Nuno loved. And then we went back to the hotel, and they'd like done up the room all nicely, and there was a bouquet of flowers, which was gorgeous. And then the next morning, they brought us breakfast to our room, which was so nice. And I'm obviously not wearing it now, but like, I just couldn't stop staring at my ring. I'm so upset that I don't have it on right now, honestly. But it just like, having it there is such a nice reminder all the time. Sorry, why am I getting emotional? It's just so nice to have. And now straight away people are like, so when's the wedding? And I'm like, guys, hold up. We've just got engaged. But these are like, I'm learning so much. Like, these are things we have to start thinking about, because people are like, oh, if you want to get married in this year or that year, they're all booked up already. And I'm like, what? This is crazy. Like, in 2027, they're like, yeah, we're fully booked. What? 2027? So yeah, we need to start. And then we've contacted a few venues already, and they've been like, hey, so what date would you like and how many people? And we're like, oh, so that means we need to settle on a date and we need to settle on a guest list now when we're going to get married in 2027. Like, I don't know who I'm going to be friends with. No, hopefully all the same people. But like, you know, I'm about to do another contract. I might make some really close friends on that job, and I might, you know, I don't know. It's weird. Yeah, it's very exciting. And I'm going to take this off now because it's kind of gross. Should I eat it, or is that really gross? Oh my God. Hannah Lather ate her own engagement ring, pass it on. So that's my engagement story. Mine and Nuno's. There are two of us in this marriage, so it's a bit crowded. That's what Kitty Scott Claus told me to, so it's a bit crowded. So that's the story in Ballymore. So there you go, guys. That's the exclusive story, like Hello Magazine exclusive, but How Very Hannah edition. And I guess we'll do a little hotline, shall we?
A confession.
Oh, we're going to do a confession. So let me get my thingy out.
Confessions of a drama queen.
Hi Hannah, I love performing, but I really struggle with body confidence. When I'm on stage, all I can think about is how I look. If my costume's unflattering, if I look bigger next to others, if the audience is judging me instead of watching the show. Oh my God, this breaks my heart. I know theatre is about storytelling, energy, and acting the part, but I can't seem to quiet that voice in my head that tells me I don't look like a typical performer. Have you ever dealt with that, and how do you actually start feeling confident in your own skin on stage, not just pretending to? Oh my gosh. Okay. So this is a tricky one, and I have to be careful what I say, because I do know I'm privileged in the sense that I don't represent someone who might be underrepresented in theatre. Does that make any sense? I often see people with my body type on stage, and that is seen as the norm, or, you know, and I definitely think there's a bigger conversation to be had about representation on stage, and, you know, from all different aspects and realms. And I think it is important that people go and watch shows and see themselves represented on stage. And I do think the industry still has a way to go with things like that. I think there are changes being made, but like, not enough, essentially. So I totally get where you're coming from. My only experience not my only experience of this, but, you know, going through drama school and a lot of it is based on, not based on, but a lot of it is focused on looking a certain way. And we're kind of told that, you know, if you don't look like this, then you're not going to book that job and stuff like that. And I don't think that's something that affects me day to day, but those thoughts sometimes do creep in. I remember, like, some days when I was wearing my costume in six, I felt so unconfident in that costume. And, you know, it was squeezing me in places that made me feel like everyone was staring at, like, my tummy or like parts of me that I didn't necessarily feel super confident about and still don't. So I personally made that clear with the costume team that I really don't like how tight this is because it squeezes me here, and A, it's uncomfortable, and B, I don't like the way it looks. And we're meant to be like confident women on stage all there being pop stars, and I didn't feel like that. And the team were actually really good, and they helped me like take the costume out a little bit and refitted it so that it fit in a better place. I think in terms of feeling confident in your own skin, I mean, even things like if I'm having like a bad skin day, you know, I wake up in the morning and I've got XYZ happening with my skin and I just don't feel confident. I'm not perfect when it comes to this. Like I don't have any tips or tricks on how to feel confident in that respect. I try not to, do you know what sounds so, it sounds so weird, but like I try not to like look in mirrors that are this close to my face. And that sounds silly, but like I'll look in a mirror from afar, I'll check my hair, do my skincare, do my makeup, whatever. If I have like a mirror in my bathroom that's like, you know, those close-up ones that like make your face really big, I hate those mirrors with a passion. I mean, sometimes they're good for like plucking your eyebrows and like really seeing in the bits and bobs. But like those mirrors, absolutely, I don't need to see my face in like 5x zoom definition, because then I'm picking out every little blackhead, every little spot, anything like that. And then I end up squeezing it and making it worse. So I guess on days where I'm not feeling great, I just try and ignore it, which is so much easier said than done. Like I just don't think too deeply about it and just focus on the actual work at hand. Let me have another read through this, hold on. Someone actually came to watch me in the show in six once, and after the show, and I, you know, I'd never even thought about this, this thought had never even crossed my mind, after the show said that I looked big next to the person who I was next to on stage. You know, I don't want to, like, I'm not going to like name and shame or anything like that, but like this person, I don't think they thought they were saying anything out of the ordinary. They said, well, I mean, you're slim, but even you look big next to XYZ. And it really got to me, not just because I was offended by that, but because I like how brazenly they had spoken about body shapes and comparing, which was so what the show is not about. So yeah, I guess that gave me a bit of a complex, I'm not gonna lie. I didn't have any issues before, and then I just thought, oh gosh, like now I'm thinking about something that I really don't want to think about, which is why representation on stage is so important, because, you know, if people can't see themselves up there, then they don't think that they can do that. I think that's the hard bit. How do you actually start feeling confident in your own skin on stage, not just pretending to? Because actually, if I look really deep within, I am just pretending to. Like, I'm not super confident in my own skin. I'm honestly not. Like, I don't wake up in the morning, look at myself and go, yes, slay, I love the way I look, I'm so beautiful and gorgeous and perfect. Like, I know some people really manage to like actually do that, but I don't. So I am just pretending to, which is crazy. Like, you know, I'm an advocate for being positive and confident, but actually deep down, like, aren't we all just pretending to? Maybe we're not. Maybe some people are just really within, like deeply confident and happy in their own skin, which I guess is something that I'm still to learn. So that's a great question that's actually really, it's really helped me look within, because I think deep down I have also ingrained in me that I need to look a certain way. So I feel what you're saying, but please know that the way, you know, our size or our skin or, you know, anything like that is literally the least interesting thing about us. You know, people come and watch a show and they're there to watch you slay the house down boots with the routine and the singing and the acting and like just telling the story, the least interesting thing about that is the way we look, really. Obviously, the costumes are incredible and stuff like that, but like, I personally don't go and watch a show and go, oh, that was such a great show. Her waist was snatched. You know, that's not what I come away from a show thinking about. I come away thinking about the story and the incredible storytelling and the singing and the dancing and everything like that. So I think please know that the audience aren't judging you in that way. You know, yeah, it's a tough one. I guess that wasn't a very good answer, but it's definitely a conversation that I want to continue to have, especially on the podcast. So thanks for asking. Every guest that I've had on the pod so far, I've taken a photo of them on my phone. And I have this Polaroid printer from Instax. This is not an ad, but Instax, if you do want to sponsor us, just let me know. Let me know. Slide into my DMs. I just need to turn this on. And basically, I wanted to just print out some Polaroids for every single guest. And then the idea is I'm going to put them in like a scrapbook or something. If I'd thought of this in advance, I would be able to put them in a scrapbook and get my guests to like sign the photos or something like that. But I didn't think that far in advance. So let's just have some fun with it, shall we? Device not connected. Let's connect you. Oh gosh, I'm only on 20% charge. So who was first? I've got to go through my... So my first guest. So obviously, how Rihanna season 2/Forever. We're not doing so many solo apps anymore. So this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. I'm kidding. No. Oh my God. I've got so many photos on my phone. It's actually embarrassing. When did we record episode 1? It was in the summer. It was Chris Olsen. Oh my gosh. My phone's actually crazy, crazy. Okay, here we go. This photo of Chris. And basically how it works on my Instax is you just get it like that and you put your photo in and you press print. Oh, can you hear that? How many guests have we even had so far? 6. Okay, first one, obviously can't see what it is yet, but I'll keep her there and then we can look at them all at the end. Okay, episode, who was the next guest? Let me scroll through. Oh, it was Remember, no, it wasn't. Yes, it was. It was Remember Monday. Okay, this one's cute. Remember Monday, print. This is so cute, guys. I feel like if I do one of these for every guest, I'm going to have to get a lot, like for the rest of time, I'm going to have to get lots of the old Polaroid, what's it called? Film. Yeah, I know my stuff. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna put it face down and then we can do like Polaroid roulette. Next was Abby Clark comedy. Where's that then? That was after I went to Brighton. Oh, don't you just love a little scroll through your camera roll every now and then? This is a cool photo. Let us know in the comments what guests you want to see. As you can probably tell, we're getting guests from all different realms. We're getting guests from social media, we're getting guests from theatre, we're getting guests from we're getting guests from JLS. Oh my God, can we believe that we actually made that happen? That is really quite crazy. Aston Marigold, are we well? Marvin Humes commented on one of the clips. Stop it right now. Okay, now we've got Kitty Scott Claus. Oh my gosh, isn't that crazy that like the whole of JLS might have seen those videos of Aston and their wives? Get them all on. I mean, we've got literally forever. Obviously, I have some dream guests in my head that I would one day love to get on. Rachel Zegler being up there. But honestly, anyone from Glee as well. Like, What's on Stage did an interview with Lea Michele. And I'm like, how are we doing this? Because can you imagine Lea Michele on the podcast? And then I went to Florida. Gosh, guys, it's been a crazy old summer. And it's definitely not even summer anymore. Hasn't September gone so fast? Who was next? We've got Kitty, Scott, Claus, and then we've got Aston. Okay, Aston, come on. I love that I've got these all like facing down on the table because then I'm going to have like the grand reveal. Stuart and Francis, where are you? That was after my Edinburgh show and after my London show and after my engagement. God, time really does fly. And final guest so far, Stuart and Francis. Let me put that face down and let's do a grand reveal. Oh, these are so cute.
Oh, they're so nice.
Maybe we should just put them. Oh, maybe we could get like a line. A peg line, but like tiny little pegs. Oh, these guys, this is honestly the best thing I've ever invested in. It's really cool. You just print any photo from your phone. Not sponsored, but... let us know. So I have my cute Polaroids for the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 episodes of the season. I hope you enjoyed this solo episode and make sure you come back next week for another exciting guest and make sure to like, comment,
subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're on Spotify, it really helps us out if you press the actual follow. I realise that I listen to podcasts that I don't even follow, and I'm like, I need to follow this and help support them. So if you do watch us on Spotify, then press follow because it really helps us out. And or on Apple Music or other places are available. And there are still some tickets available for, will Birmingham have happened yet? No. There maybe will be some tickets left for Birmingham, Brighton or Manchester. So if you're near there, come and see us in the flesh, live podcast show. It's set to be pure chaos, but fun. Stagey, theatrical, fun. And Manchester is nearly sold out, so if you want to come to Manchester, then you have to be quick. Thanks for watching, and I will see you next week for another episode. Goodbye. Oh, I ate it. I went to show you my ring. Bye.